News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Let's bring it back home now to next week's budget. We're going to get the views, I suppose, across the age profile this morning. We're joined by Dermot Ryan, chairperson of the Age Friendly Town Committee and Town Heritage Walks here in Kinsale, and by Ger Rice, health support worker with Kinsale Youth Services. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Thanks indeed for coming into us here in Acton's. Dermot, let's start with you first. In terms of the budget next week, is there more the government can be doing? Or do OAPs generally have it pretty good in this country, in your view?
Well, I suppose the main focus at the moment is this promise, that there's going to be a €5 increase in pension.
Is it going to happen?
Well, I presume it is. You know, you float these ideas, and if it's acceptable, you go ahead with it. The main concern, though, I think, would be for the lack of services or the cutbacks in services in recent years. You know, like home help, the public welfare nurse, things like that, that as you get older, unfortunately, you're more in need of these services than the younger generation.
Do you get any sense that those things are going to be addressed in this coming budget?
I don't really, because unfortunately, sometimes they say they rely a little bit, maybe too much on community and voluntary workers, you know, to fill the gaps that the state should be doing. That now we're lucky in Kinsale, we have age active retired, we have friendship clubs, you know, there are a whole range of facilities for older people, you know, to keep them occupied in that. We have a local link bus service that we've managed to get going. But when it comes back to it, health, unfortunately, as you get older, it becomes more and more important. And we have facilities here. We have a Haven Bay retirement home, we have a community hospital. From that point of view, it's good, but it's the actual person going around from house to house. Their hours have been cut way back in recent years.
Okay.
Even the health nurses are kind of rushing around if you're lucky enough to have one.
Okay.
And facilities, we have a great health centre built up there in the town, and part of it is unused.
Okay. Lots to do. More to do, I suppose, yeah. Is the message. Ger Rice, health support worker with Kinsale Youth Services. At the other end of the spectrum, is Kinsale a good town to grow up in if you're a kid?
Yeah, I suppose in relation to young people, it's at the moment it's a great town, in the sense we have a lot of support for young people. Recently, we have a youth cafe, we have a mental health service. The school is expanding, has running track facilities and a whole lot. So there is a lot to offer in Kinsale. I suppose with the young people, it's when they come of age, and it's the employment and the cost of houses.
Yeah.
They can't afford to live in Kinsale after.
Is that a big issue?
They flee the nest, I suppose.
So your kid who goes into Cork Institute of Technology to college, or into UCC, what happens then? Are they tending not to come back to Kinsale? Sure,
yeah, I suppose not to come back to Ireland in general.
A lot of them emigrating. Even with the opportunities that are... I mean, Cork City is doing reasonably well in terms of employment opportunities now.
It is. I suppose it's one thing with the job opportunities, and then the prices of houses are, I think, driving people away. And it's. I suppose I was talking to three young people yesterday who are in college, and they're looking straight away to finish and move abroad.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not sustainable.
A little demoralising. Yeah. In terms of before they get to college, is there enough facilities and stuff in the Kinsale area? Have we seen big improvements in that in recent years?
Massive improvements. I suppose there's never enough. You're always improving. So as I mentioned a while ago, it's kind of 2 years ago they set up a youth cafe. 5 years ago we set up a youth mental health service. So we're always expanding.
Okay, good stuff. I suppose just to close, I'll ask both of you, Dermot, if you could see one thing in the budget, is it the €5 pension or have you other priorities?
I think more care for the elderly in their homes, you know, is very important, because, again, I think it would be cheaper if you had people could stay, you know, their final years at home rather than having to go into homes or, you know, this awful phrase of bed blockers in hospitals.
Yeah.
That's because people have no place to go back to. Okay. There's no one to care for them.
Makes sense. Ger Rice, your one thing in the budget, if you could get one thing for younger people, is it housing? Is it as simple as that, house prices?
No, I think I'd bring it back more. It's I suppose Ireland is the fourth highest suicide rate in the EU between age 15 to 19. So it's more money on mental health services and staff. Like Dermot said a while ago, we rely a lot on volunteers, which are great. but I think we need to increase it, the spending on mental health.
Okay, I think everyone would agree with that. Dermot Ryan, chairperson of the Age Friendly Town Committee here in Kinsale, and Joe Rice, health support worker with Kinsale Youth Services. Thanks to both of you for coming into us. Coming up next, we're here in beautiful Kinsale on News Talk Breakfast.